This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
The Word of God is full of power. And David said, I will declare the decree of the Lord. So decree means written down, and declare means open your mouth. And so there's power in confessing God's word over your life, over your family, over your future. There's power in those words that will actually draw things out of the spiritual realm into the material realm where you live. Now, just so you don't think that I've lost my mind and I'm just making up stuff, I have scripture to back up everything that I say. But before I knew these scriptures, before I even was aware of these scriptures, I know that I know that I know that this is God's will, because back in the 70s, early in the 70s, God was dealing with me about being so negative. I was such a negative person. I'd been raised really bad, and my dad was real negative, and he just kind of taught us, if you don't expect anything good to happen, then you won't be disappointed when it doesn't. And so, I mean, I had one sour attitude. And so God started dealing with me as he was teaching me about not being negative, not being negative, not being negative. So I was really trying. And I mean, for like 6 months, I felt like I had done really good, but nothing was changing. Doesn't it aggravate you when you feel like you're doing really good and nothing changes? And so I went to God, well, I don't understand. You told me not to be negative, and I haven't been negative. And I've stopped saying negative things, and nothing has changed. And this is what came to my heart. Well, you've stopped saying negative things, but you're not saying anything positive. So you can stop doing wrong things, and that's good, but you don't get the result that God wants you to have until you start doing right things. So, led by the Holy Spirit, I made a confession list that had 65 different things on it that I wanted to see happen in my life. And I did my homework. I found a scripture to back up every single one of them. Now, I'm not telling you to just go make stuff up that you want. I'm going to be a gazillionaire, you know. I'm going to marry the president. That's not the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know, God loves me and I love people. You write that down. I mean, I wrote down even things like, I get speaking engagements all the time by mail, by phone, and in person. I'd never had anybody ever ask me to come anywhere. 65 things, and I can stand here today and tell you that every single one of those things has come to pass in my life. Every single solitary one has come to pass in my life. Listen, let me tell you something. If you don't ever learn anything else, learn the power that's in your mouth. Proverbs 18:21, the power of life and death is in the tongue, and they who indulge it will eat the fruit of it, whether it's for life or death. So you can either feed yourself death or you can feed yourself life. You can make yourself weak, you can make yourself strong. You can depress yourself, you can encourage yourself. I think that you can even make yourself sick by the stuff that you say if it's wrong stuff. What's in the heart comes out of the mouth. Start with right thinking, and it'll turn into right speaking. Come on, you talk to yourself all the time anyway. You might as well start saying something that makes sense. You know, when you drop something and break it, instead of hitting yourself in the head and saying, I'm so stupid. You say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Come on, don't ever say another negative thing about yourself out of your own mouth. Did you hear me? Do not ever say another negative thing about yourself out of your own mouth. You say, I am wise. I am anointed. I've been set free. God loves me. Something good is going to happen to me today. And so I, twice a day, every day for 6 months, I would stand in my house and go over that whole list and confess those things out loud. and things started happening in my life. Now, I know some people call it one, name it, claim it. You know, come on. Don't try to do anything you can't find scripture to back up. Romans 4:17. I'll show you that God did it first. I think I will anyway. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. He was talking about Abraham. He was appointed our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and speaks of the non-existent things that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed. Do you see that? God does it. God calls things that be not as if they already were. When it's something that he knows that he wants to do in the future, he starts talking about it now as if it was already done. That's why he changed Abram's name to Abraham, because Abraham meant the father of nations. Amen. You know what my name is? My first name is not Joyce, it's Pauline. And Pauline means little preacher. And my father, who abused me, named me Pauline. He didn't have a clue what he was doing. And Joyce means with a joyful spirit. Amen. And so every time the guy that abused me would call me, Pauline, Joyce, get over here. Little preacher with a joyful spirit, come here. I love it, I love it, I love it. I love it. I just think that that's something that God did in my life. You know, I don't know how many definitions you can find of different names, but I found one that said, you know, you hear about the Pauline epistles. Well, Paul was little and he was a preacher. And so Pauline is a derivative of Paul. So here I am, little preacher with a joyful spirit. Words have power. Ezekiel 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. And he caused me to pass round about among those bones, and behold, there were very many human bones in the valley, and behold, they were very dry. Do you look around your life and everything is very dead and very dry? And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? Or you might look around your life and say, God, can anything change? And I answered, oh Lord, only you know. In other words, God, you can do it. You can change anything. Verse 4. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones. Now, just imagine what that prophet must have thought. You want me to talk to bones? Oh, you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Now, watch this. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath and spirit to enter you, and you shall live. Wow. Man, look at your past and say, you are not going to hold me in bondage all of my life. I am a new creature, and good things are going to happen to me. Exciting. I'm so excited about God's word. I love the word. And don't just read your Bible. Well, I need to read 2 chapters a day out of obligation to God. No, your life is in the Word of God. In Him we live and move and have our being. Thus says the Lord God, and I will lay sinew upon you, and I will bring flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and I will put breath and spirit in you, and you, you dry bones, you shall live. And you shall know and understand and realize that I am the Lord, the sovereign ruler, who calls forth loyalty and obedient service. Verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a thundering noise, and behold, a shaking and a trembling and a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. So as he began to prophesy, things started happening. And I looked, and behold, there was sinew upon the bones, and the flesh came upon them, and skin covered them, but still there was no breath or spirit in them. It's not done yet. And he said to me, prophesy to the breath and the spirit, son of man, and say to the breath and the spirit, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath and spirit, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath and the spirit came into the bones, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great host. From dead, dry bones to an alive. How do you talk about your future? Well, nothing good's ever going to happen to me. I'll never own a new car. I'll never have my own home. Well, I guess I'll never get married. Well, my kid's just going to end up, you know, no telling what. I'm just so afraid about what's going to happen to my children. Don't talk like that. Don't talk like that. When your kids are in the crib, start saying, you are a man of God, a woman of God, and you are going to do great things with your life. God's going to use you in a mighty way, and you're going to marry a born-again, spirit-filled husband or wife, and you're going to do great things together. And you are not going to be addicted to drugs, and you are not going to be an alcoholic, and you are going to love God with your whole heart. Come on, it just takes a few minutes every day. What if you invested just 15 minutes a day confessing the word, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. God loves me, and I am full of hope, and I'm expecting something good to happen to me today, and I'm expecting something good to happen through me today. I have power and authority over the devil, and he is not going to rule my life. You know, something that there's so many people that are angry and so many people that are so upset about so many things. And when Dave and I first stepped out of the job that, well, when I first quit my job at the church, Dave was still working in the engineering field then. When we started what we call our own ministry, it's not our own, it's God's. God put different things on my heart, and you know, we all say God spoke to me, and when I say that, I don't mean to make you think that I'm having this running conversation with God. God speaks to all of us in different ways, and really, mainly how he speaks to us is through a deep knowing, you know, and so God put on my heart that there were three things that we were to be careful to do in our ministry, and that if we did them, God would really bless us. And he said, keep the strife out of your life. Be a person of integrity. And do whatever you do with excellence. If you're going to do it right. Don't ever play games with the money that I put through your hands. Be honest. Do what you say you're going to do. And don't have strife in your ministry, and don't have strife at home in your family. Now, strife is bickering, arguing, heated disagreement, and an angry undercurrent. And can I tell you that a lot of churches today are full of strife? Everybody goes on Sunday morning and they smile at each other and say, praise the Lord. But there's all kinds of gossip and bickering and jealousy and criticism and judgment. And God's anointing will not rest on something like that. And I tell you what, I don't do much that's very fancy. I talk, and it needs to be anointed. I depend on God's anointing to make you want to sit there and listen to me. Some of you have spent hours now, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, tonight. I mean, you've spent now like 8 hours listening to me. And so imagine how totally boring that would be if God's anointing wasn't on what I'm saying. You're interested because it's the word of God. and it makes sense to you, and you can literally feel. How many of you, when you listen to the word and it's anointed, you can actually sense it making changes in you while you're hearing it? And to me, this is just like, I mean, you know, this is like better than going to the doctor when you're sick. Because here's the thing, we have diseases in our soul that you can't find medicine for. You can't go take a dose of something to get rid of jealousy. You can't go take a pill to get rid of fear. But there's power in the word to deliver us and set us free from all that nonsense. And so, I want what I do to be anointed. And I want to tell you something. Dave and I don't fight at home and then come in here smiling at you and me get up here and preach. I will not do that. I will not do that. I don't care what kind of crow I had to eat. I would make things right with Dave before I got up here, because I would be afraid to get up here without God's anointing on my life. Amen. And this will take me about 3 or 4 minutes to do, but then we'll close. Genesis 13, verse 7. You're going to like this. I declare you're going to like this. All right. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. Now, Lot was Abram's nephew. And Lot would have had nothing if Abram wouldn't have taken him with him when he left Haran. And because God's blessing was on Abram's life, Lot kind of got in on those blessings. So he should have been very appreciative of everything that Abram was doing for him. But now all of a sudden there's strife, not between Lot and Abram, but between their workers and their workers. It would kind of be like if I was out here trying to preach to you, but my team that we brought from St. Louis was in strife here with the venues team, and there's all kinds of strife going on back there. Well, if I knew about it, I would say, get it fixed. I'd send Mike to get it fixed, because what's going on back there can affect what's going on here, and I'm not going to put up with that. I work too hard for that to happen. And so Abram knew the danger of strife, apparently. And so it says, now there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanite and the Perizzite were dwelling then in the land, making grass more difficult to obtain. So Abram said to Lot, let there be no strife, I beg of you, between you and me, or between your herdsmen and my herdsmen, for we are relatives. And look what he does. He says, look, the whole land is before you. You pick the part that you want, and I'll take what's left. Now, who would have done that? I would have said, I'm taking this, and you can have what's left. But see, he was going the extra mile to make certain that Abram could find nothing to fight with him about. I mean, that Lot could find nothing to fight with him about. Verse 11, then Lot chose for himself all the Jordan Valley, the best part, of course. And he traveled east, and they separated. And Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the Jordan Valley, and moved his tent to Sodom and dwelt there. But the men of Sodom were wicked and exceedingly great sinners. So it sure didn't look like then that Abram had gotten the best end of the deal. Matter of fact, it looked like he had really been mistreated. Now, come on, there's a message in this. Do you ever get in a situation where you feel like somebody took advantage of you and you feel like you have really been mistreated and kind of got the short end of the stick? Okay, now, you have two choices. You can get in strife. You can be bitter, you can be angry, you can gossip about them, or you can do it God's way and you can trust God. And I want you to watch what happened. I'm going to tell you what, if you will make a commitment to stay peaceful, to get anger out of your life, and to get rid of strife, there is no end to how much God can bless you in your life. Now watch. And the Lord said to Abram after Lot had left him. Now just imagine, he's in this terrible situation, he's been taken advantage of, he's living in Sodom where things are terrible, Lot's out with the best part of the Jordan Valley enjoying himself, and the Lord said to Abram, after Lot left him. Lift up now your eyes and look from the place where you are, north, south, east, and west, and all the land which you see, I will give it to you and to your posterity forever. Get up and walk through the land, the length, the breadth of it, because I will give it unto you. So here, he gave up this little best part of the Jordan Valley. He stood here for a while in a situation looking like he'd been mistreated, looking like he'd been taken advantage of, but he's committed to doing things God's way. I'm not going to be in strife. I'm not going to get into that. I know that's not what you want me to do. And then suddenly God said, okay, now open your eyes. Look north, south, east, and west, and everything you see, I'll give it to you. You know what? That's God's promise to you today, too, if you do things his way. Amen. You're not going to go forward in God's plan for your life hating somebody from your past that has done you wrong. You're not going to go forward feeling sorry for yourself because you think somebody took advantage of you. Let me tell you something. If we do things God's way, there is no devil in hell and no person on earth that can take advantage of us and keep us from having God's will in our life. Come on, give God a big praise.
When you study the Bible, when you learn what God's word says about you, when you learn to speak that word out loud in your life, incredible things will happen. Today, Joyce shared some of her favorite scriptures that have helped transform her life and helped her to understand how to live. And it isn't just for her. It is for me and it is for you. God's word is for all of us. We want you to see the difference that God's word can make in your life. It's actually why Joyce does everything that she does. So we are offering today a teaching from her that is called My Favorite Scriptures. It's four teachings and also a little booklet where you can see all of those scriptures written out. And it's a great way to hear how it impacted her because that helps you understand what those scriptures really mean and how they can change your life. And you'll also get our Speaking the Truth cards that have scriptures, things that you can confess out loud based on different topics that you need in your life. So they are really handy and very, very practical. Check these out today. I think you will love it. Did you know helping others is physiologically good for you? God has created us in such a unique way that when we help others, it actually does something for us personally. We'll hear from a neurosurgeon who shares how this works. It's really interesting stuff coming up next. Stay with us.
Fill your mind with the Word of God and speak it out loud to transform your life.
Listen, let me tell you something. If you don't ever learn anything else, learn the power that's in your mouth.
Joyce's teachings on My Favorite Scriptures are available now. Joyce shares the Bible verses that have radically changed her life. You'll also receive Joyce's Speaking the Truth topic cards. These 28 cards are a powerful yet practical tool to help you declare God's truth over every area of your life.
There's power in confessing God's word over your life, over your family, over your future.
Get these resources today for a gift of $25 or more. Visit online at joycemeyer.org or call 1-800-727-9673.
We all want this, but we think it comes from these. So what if we could find this in the midst of these? It's possible, and Joyce Meyer wants to help you gain a new perspective in Philippians, a biblical study. Learn how a change in focus can lead to greater confidence and deeper faith in God. Practical, in-depth, easy to understand. Philippians, a biblical study. New from Joyce Meyer.
I'm a neurosurgeon, so I'm a brain surgeon, and I've been in practice now for 20 years. And I think oftentimes we separate our Heavenly Father from science, but yet He's the creator of science, and there really isn't a separation. So what's interesting is that God has created us in a unique way that when we give, when we tithe and we give, there is a physiologic response that God has created that helps our minds and helps our bodies literally. And it turns out there are pleasure centers in the frontal lobe, in the front of our brain, our reasoning centers. And when you give, those pleasure centers light up on functional MRI. So that just looks at blood flow in certain parts of your brain when you're using certain parts. And so now you connect God as a loving Heavenly Father and how He's created our brains, and you connect the joy of giving, it changes everything.
While you're hurting, God will use you to help somebody else if you'll let Him. And that's one of the quickest ways to receive your own healing. While you're hurting, you can be in a very difficult situation, and you can be there with a smile on your face and a good attitude. And while you're waiting for your breakthrough, you can and should be a blessing to other people. Somebody say amen.
So I am excited to be a partner, and I'm excited to see all the things that God's doing through Joyce Meyer Ministry, and He's doing in me physiologically and in all of us. Because as we are givers and as we support the ministry, there is a physiologic response that God has created that helps our minds and helps our bodies literally. It affects all 50 trillion cells of our body when we give. And I would encourage anyone that, again, it's not just about I'm giving my time or my money, but this is a supernatural physiologic occurrence that Dave and Joyce have created for us to be able to help heal others, but also to heal ourselves.
I am just in awe of how God has created all of these healing mechanisms in our body. He has made things to work in such delicate and intricate ways that we could have never imagined. And He has made it so that we can activate those wonderful things through loving one another. When you listen to what Dr. Jackson was saying, it's really amazing to see what God had in mind for us all along for our good. You know, Dr. Jackson is a partner with Joyce Meyer Ministries, and being a partner with the ministry is a great way to do exactly what he was talking about. Today, you can join a big family of monthly partners who are doing what they can every single day to make a difference all over the world. And when you do that, physiologically, God will do what he does. You will have more joy and more love in your own life because of the joy and the love that you are sharing with people every single day. As a partner, whatever Joyce does, whatever this ministry does, you are there and you are part of it. So would you please join us today? All you have to do is make a regular ongoing gift to be part of this ministry family. Pray for us, we'll pray for you, and we will do the work together. Reach out, let us know today that you would like to join us in partnership. And we cannot possibly say thank you enough. It's so important to us. And we love each and every one of you out there right now. Thank you for joining us.
For more information, visit joycemeyer.org. This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.